China plans to restrict travel for some visitors from the United States, the Reuters news agency reported Wednesday. Reuters reports that China plans to create a visa blacklist for people linked to the U.S. military and Central Intelligence Agency, as well as for people working for certain human rights groups. China's National Immigration Administration did not immediately answer Reuters' request for comment. The restrictions come during rising concern in China that the U.S. and other countries are helping to incite anti-government protests in mainland China and Hong Kong. The move would follow new U.S. restrictions announced this week against Chinese government and Communist Party officials. On Tuesday, the U.S. announced travel restrictions on officials believed to be involved in the detention and abuse of Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities in China's far western Xinjiang area. Observers say between 1 and 3 million Muslim minorities have been detained in so-called re-education camps. China has also effectively turned all of Xinjiang into a police state, with block-by-block security checkpoints and spy cameras. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Tuesday urged China to end its campaign of repression in Xinjiang and release those detained in the camps. He said the visa restrictions complement recent actions taken by the U.S. Commerce Department. The department on Monday placed 20 Chinese public security bureaus and 8 major technology companies on a U.S. trade blacklist. The companies include Hikvision, the world's largest maker of video surveillance supplies. Also included is SenseTime, the world's most valuable artificial intelligence startup. The U.S. accused the companies of being involved in China's campaign of surveillance, detention, and repression in Xinjiang. On Wednesday, China's foreign ministry spokesman Gong Shuang said the U.S. should immediately correct its wrongdoing. Gong said the U.S. visa restrictions seriously violate the basic norms governing international relations. He added, "Xinjiang affairs are purely China's internal affairs." I'm Ashley Thompson.